Hey, what's up, bros? So today I just want to talk about ejaculations. I find ejaculations just weird as a concept because if you make your penis just feel really fucking good, like really, really amazing, you'll just ejaculate. It'll just come out and you can't fucking do anything to stop it. Like it'll just spurt out and squirt everywhere. It's just so weird, just to imagine that happening. And for some guys, when they ejaculate, it doesn't squirt out, but it just kind of dribbles out, like they're taking a piss, it just leaks out. I think it's really interesting to look at a penis throb when it ejaculates, like the little veins just pulsate as the fucking semen just comes out. But for some baiters, whenever they're really horny, it just leaks out, it dribbles out. Their balls are so fucking full of sperm that, there's no more room. It can't go anywhere. So it just flows out of the penis. Like their penis has a runny nose. It's just cock snot just coming out. But there's also guys that have a penis that really spurts out. They're more of a cum fountain, if anything, when they ejaculate. I think those ones are really entertaining for people to watch. Just, see a masturbator touch himself and eventually, a huge geyser of semen comes out, just a bunch of sperm shooting out. Sometimes it goes right up to their chest and covers their pecs and all their fucking cream. Other times it just goes even further up and it just covers up their face. It looks like they got a facial. When it does that one turns me on. It's so fucking hot, especially when they're ejaculating and orgasming and they can't stop it and it's getting all over their face and they look like such a fucking cum slut. And for other fucking masturbators, sometimes they masturbate and they come and it goes over their head, it goes past their shoulders. Some guys, they can do it consistently and they market themselves that way. They put up like a sheet or something behind them to catch their fucking cum. And you just know that everywhere that they've lived, it's probably been a fucking mess and they probably had to scrub down the walls because they can't stop fucking ejaculating. Those masturbators, you know that they fucking try to stop masturbating a lot because they want to keep their place clean. And that just makes their ejaculations even more powerful when they have the time or when they get so horny that they don't care and just, they let their fucking penis make a huge mess. Like, ejaculations are just so odd because, some guys, they'll masturbate or they'll have sex just to ejaculate. Like, they will outright grab their penis and say, "I'm gonna come, I'm gonna ejaculate, I'm gonna jizz." Like they're full on jizz junkies. They fucking want that fucking powerful squirt to come out of their penis. Like for some masturbators, they just gotta empty themselves out every day. It's just a bodily function to them, a routine. Their balls get too full and they fucking can't take it. They're just horny all the time, having horny thoughts. If they don't ejaculate enough, they just can't function. It's like asking somebody to hold it for a fucking 8-hour shift. They fucking just can't get through life without just ejaculating. It's just weird how some people get addicted to ejaculations, whereas others, they completely can just ejaculate and just go to sleep, wake up, go to work. They don't even care. Or maybe they're just that addicted to ejaculations where they don't even notice how addicted that they are. And ejaculations are especially weird when you consider it's got your genetic material in it, really. It's got parts of you in it, and every time you ejaculate, you're spreading your own seed, you're spreading your own DNA. But if you're a masturbator, a lot of it goes to waste. You just kind of ejaculate onto rags or in the air and just let it fucking just go to waste. Whereas other people, they're starting families, they're using their ejaculations to create bonds with them in their bottom. It's really interesting when you really think about it. Like, ejaculations just have such a fucking grip on everybody, and they don't even realize it. It's just so nonchalant too. Like, what any guy on the street that you see, any adult male just walking around, maybe in his jeans or in his gym shorts, he's just a sperm tank. Like, he's ready to fucking ejaculate. Like, if you really reach down, or if he reaches down and just touches himself, 7 seconds, 1 minute, he could really ejaculate if he wanted to, if he really tried, if he was horny enough, just touch himself and play with himself, and eventually the ejaculation will happen. And if you consider people in cum denial, ejaculations are especially weird because they are some of the most fucking backed up fuckers that you'll ever meet. Just thinking about porn and sex and ejaculations and not fucking ejaculating. Their fucking entire sexual identity is just wrapped around the idea of just an ejaculation happening or not. Like, just by hearing somebody's a masturbator too, like, you probably assume, like, oh, they must ejaculate a bunch. But really, cum deniers and people in chastity just turn that on its head. Because during an ejaculation, you know, you see a bater in their most primal state. They're just in their body. They're just experiencing raw pleasure. And they're just stuck on the earth. But cum deniers, you know, especially because they have the thought of ejaculation just always on the top of their mind, they're always stuck in that state. They're always just feral fist fuckers. They're just pumping away and just really trying not to ejaculate. And just from looking at an extreme cum denier, like looking at their social media and their masturbatory habits, you can really see how weird ejaculations are and how weird they'll make you if you stop having them. And that's exactly what ejaculations do. They're fucking weird because they're getting all that fucking weirdness out of you. And if you don't ejaculate enough, you're gonna act all weird and horny. You're gonna be up at 3 a.m. sending DMs to fucking masturbators that are long asleep after they ejaculated. Not ejaculating just keeps that weird energy trapped inside you, and then you become a weirdo. Like, I haven't come in a day and I'm already a weirdo just thinking about how weird ejaculations are. I'm just so focused on fucking ejaculations today because they're just like so fucking weird, dude. Like, how you can fucking come on something. You can fucking come on a white shirt. It'll come out white. Your fucking ejaculation will just be white sperm. And then on that fucking white shirt, it'll dry as yellow and get all crusty. It's just so fucking weird, dude. Fucking ejaculations don't make any sense, bro. And on top of that, like, they stop you from being horny. They cut out your penis thoughts. They just stop it all entirely. Which is why you really shouldn't ejaculate, bro. It's just so fucking weird to just, like, ejaculate all the time. You should just keep masturbating, dude. And just think about how weird ejaculations are. You know, that way, like, you can just keep going and keep the weirdness to yourself. You know, it'd just be so weird if you came right now. You'd make a weird, funny face. It'd just be really off-putting, bro. So you just, you know, keep it in. Keep it inside you. Keep that weirdness to yourself. No one wants to see your weird ejaculation just spurting out. Everyone wants to see you act normal, so you just, like, just keep it in, dude. Like, your ejaculation is gonna weird you out. So just don't do it, dude.